I think that definitely to defer it is a good idea today, but at the same time, I do believe that there's no point in us promoting Mayo and promoting Knock Airport when we have an airport in Donegal that we need to try and get people to travel into more, and also to try and get other operators to bring larger amounts of flights into the county.
But is it not a fantastic resource to have an international airport on the west of the country, and we're just being parochial by saying we shouldn't give it just €30,000 a year?
Well, yeah, Greg, I suppose you can look at it from both sides of the coin, but I do believe myself as a public representative here in Donegal, we also have Derry Airport, the city of Derry, Londonderry Airport in there, and they're also sending a lot of people into Donegal and tourists on an annual basis. And I think if we go with one, you would have to say you would go with the other. I think the biggest problem we have here is that Knock Airport, the reason it has progressed so much over the last few years is the government this year alone put 2.4 million into Knock and only 400,000 into Donegal. So we're never going to get ahead if we keep putting ourselves that we're always second best. And myself, as a Donegal native, I think that we want to be saying that we're every bit as good as the rest of them, and that what we should be doing as a council is looking at our own airport and trying to build on it to bring us to an international status on the west of Ireland.
So you're not ruling out supporting this in the future then?
I'm not ruling out supporting it in the future. I think that in the short term, I do believe that what we need to do now is we need to concentrate on building Donegal Airport, getting more efficient, getting more flights to different destinations, going in and out of it. And I think that that's what we all would want in Donegal here.
And finally, the €10 tax people have to pay exiting at Knock Airport. You're not happy with that at all?
Not at all, Greg. No, as I said, like I travelled out of Knock Airport there back a number of months ago, and whenever I was just about to head through the departures gates, I was called back to say that I hadn't paid €10 to leave the airport. And I think that it leaves a bad, bad taste in anybody that's travelling out of Ireland that has been here on holidays, that your last transaction with Emerald Isle is that you have to pay €10 to get out of the country. I can assure you one thing, only I am from Ireland, and I always would talk very much so pro-Ireland and pro-Donegal. Anybody else would be saying that it's just an absolute joke that you have to pay to get out of the country.